Today's shiur is Masechta Shkolim Daf Hei, and we will begin on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. Ha'achan Hashotrim. We had learnt in the Mishnah yesterday that the relationship between brothers who share in the estate that they inherit from their father, that there's an inverse relationship between the chiyuv to give ma'aser behema from the animals that are in that estate and the chiyuv to give the kalboim with the machzis hashekel. To explain this halacha, when the father passes away and he leaves an estate, until the estate is actually divided, it's called Tfusas Habayis, which is a separate legal entity which actually is still really owned by the father. He's not in this world anymore, but that is a separate legal entity called Tfusas Habayis. After the estate is divided, they now, each brother has his own share, and even if they recombine their assets, they are not considered a continuation of the estate. Rather, that is considered a regular partnership where two people combine and become partners. The halacha is that shutfim, partners, do not have to give ma'aser behema. There's a gzeiras hakosef that ma'aser behema is not given by partners. We also learned in the previous year, in the Mishnah, that if someone gives the machzis hashekel on behalf of someone else, then there is no chiyuv to give a kalbon. Given all of these introductions, we can now understand the din we learned in our Mishnah. As long as the estate has not been divided, so it's a one ownership, it's a tfusas habayis, it's the father's estate. So therefore, if they have to give animal, ma'aser behema, there are animals to give ma'aser behema, they have to give. That estate is owned by one individual, the father, and he has a chiyuv to give ma'aser behema. However, if the estate is paying the machzis hashekel on behalf of the brothers, so now it's someone else paying a machzis hashekel on their behalf, which we learned, there is no chiyuv to give a kalbon. On the other hand, once the estate is divided, and even if the brothers then recombine, so in terms of the ma'aser behema, there will not be a chiyuv ma'aser behema, because they're partners. And as we learned, animals that are owned in partnership, there is no chiyuv ma'aser behema. The animals that they now even have from what they inherited and then separated and then combined, it's considered animals that are bought, lekuach, and animals that are bought are also not subject to the chiyuv of ma'aser behema. On the other hand, at this point there will be a chiyuv kalbon, because now it's not anymore this separate estate, the father's estate, that's paying on their behalf. Rather, we have a situation of them being partners, owning their own assets, paying their own machzis hashekel, and when one pays his own machzis hashekel, as we learned, a kalbon has to be added. So teach us the Mishnah. Ha'achav ha-shutfim, the brothers that are shutfim, shechayovim be-kalbon, when there's a chiyuv kalbon, that means when they separated the assets and then recombined, p'turim ma'aser behema, depart from ma'aser behema, that is in the case of kishecholku, when they divided for chazav and nishtat, and then they became partners, and shechayovim b'maaser behema, and in a situation where they are chayv b'maaser behema, they are part from the kalbon. When is that? B'shloi chalku, when they did not divide the state, and since they did not divide the state, it's a situation of tefisas habayis. So maaser behema, there's a chiyuv, there's one owner, the father, who owns the estate, so to speak, and there is no chiyuv kalbon because someone else is paying the machzis hashekel on my behalf. Amar Belozer, So Rabbi Elazar says that when is the halacha that if they divide and then they recombine, that they don't have to give Maisa Behema? Is Shechok Gundoyim Keneged Tiyoshim for Tiyoshim Keneged Tiyoyim? That there are older goats and younger goats, and it's not that each brother took half of each type of animal. Rather, one brother decided he'll take all the Tiyoshim, and the other brother took all the Gedoyim. By doing this, what essentially happened is there was a business transaction, there was a purchase transaction, and therefore when they recombine, a new partnership is formed, and therefore the halachas of a partnership that there is no chiyuv ma'isa behema come into play. Aval, if the way they divided the estate was chalku gedoyim geneged gedoyim, or tiyoshim geneged tiyoshim, each one took half of the gedoyim, each one took half of the tiyoshim, hu chalkim sherishoina. If they then go and recombine, it's not as if there was an estate, state divided, now we have a partnership. Since each one took what was rightfully his, each brother deserves half the Gedoyim. Each brother deserves half of the Tiyoshim. So when they now recombine, it's not a situation where the state was dissolved and a partnership was formed. What happened was that the estate was reinstated. And now we have the halacha of an estate of Tfisas Habayis that the Chayiv and Maisa Behema. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Am Rabbi Yochanan, afilu cholku gedoyim genegi gedoyim, tiyoshim negi tiyoshim, even if each one took half the gedoyim and each one took half the tiyoshim, we don't say that we retroactively through Breira understood that this is theirs all along, and therefore they are, when they recombine, they're reinstating the estate. Rather, when they divide Kilakuchasain, they become like purchasers. We don't know for sure that this was his, these Gedoyim were this brother's, these Gedoyim were the other brothers. The division is a purchase transaction, and the halach is somebody who purchases animals are Peturim and Amaisa. Kehi de Tanan de Tamon, like we learned in the Mishnah, in Masech de Bechairis, Halakuach, any animals that were bought, or Shenitalem b'metana, or an animal that one receives as a gift, Patem Amaisa Behema. Rav Chiya Om Rav Yimri Yaboy. Rav Chiya said in the name of Rav Yimri the following question. V'lom les nan amrin, why don't we also add in the Mishnah that pa'om shem chayavim b'zeh b'zeh, there could be a situation that they're chayiv both in the kalban and the ma'isa behema, or pa'omim, and there could be a situation shem peturim b'zeh b'zeh, that they're potter from the kalban. And the Gemara explains, cholku nechasim, if they divided the property, v'loy cholku behema, but they didn't divide, they divided, so to speak, the cash, v'loy cholku behema, and they didn't divide the animals, so then they'll be chayav mzeh bzeh. They'll be chayav both in a kalban and a masa behema. In masa behema they'll be chayav because the animals, given that they were never divided, are still owned by the tfisas abayis. They're still owned by the estate. And as we have said, if the animals are owned by the one estate, it's not considered a shutvis, it's not considered a partnership, and there's a chayav in Maisa Behema. On the other hand, in terms of the money, the Nechasim, since they were divided, even if they recombine, as we've been saying, they are now considered partners, they're no longer considered Tfisas Habayis, and they should be Chayiv in the Kalban. Chayovim B'zeh B'zeh, they'll be Chayiv both in Maisa Behema and in the Kalban. On the other hand, Cholko behema, if they divided the animals, v'lecholko es nechasim, and they did not divide the cash, termizem is them. They'll be parted from the cowboy, because the cowboy is, the machzis shekels being given by the estate. So given that the machzis shekels being given by an outside party, there's a patur from the cowboy, and the also potter from Maisa Behema, since they divided the animals, even, and now they recombined, they're considered partners, and partners are potter from Maisa Behema, and also in the animals that they received, those animals are considered lekuach, animals which were purchased, as we just learned, animals that are we just purchased are potter from Maisa Behema. The Mefarshim asks, what is the point of this question? Why would I have to say these rules? Obviously, that these rules follow based on everything that we've learned today. So the Gemara in Masechta Bechairis asked that question, and the Gemara says we need to mention these cases for the case where they divided the animals and they did not divide the cash. Where we might have thought that the division of the animal shows that we intend to divide the entire estate, the cash also, and therefore, even though that the cash was not yet divided, it should be considered as if it was divided, and there should be a chiyuv kalboin. That's why Rav Yirmiyah asks, and Rav Yirmiyah says, that until they actually divide the money, it's not considered divided, it's considered being given the machzor sheker by the tefis and sabayis, and there's no chiyuv of a kalboin. Om Rabbana. So Rabbana comments on what Rami just said. Hadar dat Omer, this that you said, where they divided the cash, but they didn't divide the animal, they have to give the cowboy, is in a case, k'shloi ha'isa behem eroiv, where the animals are not the majority of what the father left in his estate. Avam ha'isa behem eroiv, if animals represent the majority of what the father left, they're considered the primary estate. And therefore, even if the money was divided, since the primary object in this estate was not divided, we don't even consider the money as if it was divided. And therefore, the money that's paid from, if the machzor shekel is paid from the estate's money, there will not be a chiyuv of a kalboin. The Mishnah told us that when the brothers don't divide the estate, they have to give Maisa Behema, but they don't have to give Kalbin. Rav Oven Omar Rav Shami Boy. Rav Nesha Sisim Kadam Echor Eitzel Maisa Behema. Because as far as Maisa Behema is concerned, the Tfisis Kabayis is still considered one individual, and there isn't a Chi of a Maisa Behema at the Poitim and a Kalbin. Are you going to also say that he's part from the Kalbin? So when Mefarshim explained the question, his question is that perhaps this concept that we're articulating, that the Tefisas Abayis is still considered an individual, we only say L'chumra, and therefore there's a Chiv of Maisa Behema. But to use Tefisas Abayis and to say that that father, that estate is still existing, and it's considered as if he, someone else is giving the machzor hashekel on their behalf, which is a kula, maybe I don't say such a concept. Amalei, so Rav Avin said to Rav Shammai, lo shanihi. Shunayis unsel echa shleima. This is no different than when two people pay with a single coin, if the estate, and if I'm paying on behalf of someone else, a kalbin doesn't have to be given. The same here, since the state was never divided, it has an own independent legal entity that's paying on my behalf, and a kalbin doesn't have to be given. Me'ata, asked the Gemara, so I feel choku, even if they divided, v'chozov and nishtatfu, and they go and recombine, there should be Peturim and a Kalbin. Because we should say that the new combination is not a partnership, it's just reinstating the old estate, and we said that that estate doesn't have to give a Kalbin. Yet, with Tanainan, we learned in the Mishnah that if they divided, even though if they recombine as a partnership, Chayavim be Kalbin, or Peturim the Masa Behema. Why? Why don't we say that the old estate is reinstated? So the way the Taklan Charetan explains, the next line is an answer to this question. Rabboi b'shem Abba Barafuna, Hishnei achin shiyorshin saviyem, hishnei gisim shiyorshin as chameyim. If we would have a situation where somebody died and left no sons, he left two daughters who would become his heirs, and these daughters are married, and the halach is kol ma shekan isha kan bala, whatever wife obtains is really a husband's. So now the two brother-in-laws, the two husbands of these sisters, are the owners of the estate. Says the Gemara, if these two brother-in-laws become partners, would one assume that they're reinstating the estate? There's no blood relation between these two people. It must be they're a partner. Says the Gemara, it's no different. A partnership between two brother-in-laws, or a partnership between two brothers, it's just a partnership. And since it's just a partnership, there's a chiv and a kalvay. That's the way the Taklan Charetan explains the Gemara. The Karban Adah explains the Gemara differently. He says the question that the Gemara asked, that if the brothers recombined, why don't we say that the old estate has been reinstated, is left unresolved. Yet the Gemara's question now is a different question. The Gemara's question now is that we should say, the Gemara's making a new point, that the same halacha we say about an estate until it's divided, that it's a separate legal entity paying on behalf of others, makes no difference, says the Gemara, according to this pshat, if the heirs are brothers who are relatives, or the heirs are brother-in-laws who are not relatives. The same halacha will apply, that as long as the estate is not divided, there is no chiyuv kavanah. Says the Gemara, l'heichin haya kavanas naflum, to where did the kavanas, these extra kavanas, what did they do with them? Remeya Omer, l'shkola, they were used for the shkola. And the Mefarshim explain, it's obvious that it was used for the shkolim. Since the kalboim, according to Remeya, midaraisa, one has to give a kalboim, as we explained, Mateya Shalesh in the previous year. So since a kalboim has to be given, certainly that kalboim has to be treated the same way as the shkolim are treated, that it has to be given for the machzor shekel, for the kavanas tzibur. Now the Gemara begins to discuss, according to the Tanakhama, that the point of the kalboim is not because midaraisa kalboim has to be given. So what is done with the kalboim? Rebbe Elazar Omer goes on the Dover for the fund that they had for oilus ketz mizbeach, that if no kabanas were brought in the mizbeach, they brought from a fund carbon oilus. That's what the kalboim was used for. Rebbe Shimon Zuri Omer, Rikia Zov, the tzipil based kotcha kadoshim, they were used to buy sheets of gold that were used as a plating for the war of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But as I am a Shulchanim, I unite my Shulchanim, the money changers would take it as a fee. Yesh Omerim, Latzos Drachim, it was used for travel expense. We're going to learn in the next Mishnah Mitzvashem that they had to transport the Shkolim to Yerushalayim. The Kabbalah money was used to pay that expense. The Mefarshim point out that according to Rashi's explanation of the kalboim that we learned was because it was impossible to figure out the exact value of the machzor shekel. The machzor shekel went up in value. Why shouldn't it go to the carbon tzibur? So Mefarshim explained that we're very concerned that not to use for kabbonis tzibur money which is not machzor shekel. Since the Torah told us that the machzor shekel and only the machzor shekel should be used for the kabbonis tzibur, if the kalboim is really something which is extraneous, then there is no chiyuv to give the kalboim, and it therefore can't obtain the din of a machzor shekel and should not be used for kabbonis tzibur. Actually, the Sfas Emes says it makes a difference which kalboim. He says the Tanakhama will agree that the kalboim that's given because the machzor shekel maybe didn't have, if I gave a seller instead of two machzis a shekel, the deer, I really owe that cowboy. The Tanakama will agree that that cowboy should be used for the Karbanat Tzibur. The discussion in the Gemara here is about the carbon that's given when I to pay for the change that the Shulchani gives me change. That cowboy, he says, is what the Gemara is discussing that can't be used for the Karbanat Tzibur. Hadron loch bech ba'oda, hadron loch bech ba'oda, hadron loch bech ba'oda. As we learned, the chiyuv to give a machzis a shekel was on all Jews, no matter where they lived, and therefore says the Mishnah, when shekelim were given in places outside of Yerushalayim, where it's difficult to carry all those coins to Yerushalayim, teaches us the Mishnah, b'tzar from shekelim with the koinus, we could combine shekelim into the koinus, which are larger coins, with neimasi haderech, because it's heavy to carry them, and therefore it's mutter. And the Tveres Yisrael says, what's the Mishnah teaching us? Why shouldn't we be allowed to do that? So the Tveres Yisrael explains that since we may have to pay an exchange rate to turn the shekelim into the dakonis, so we might have thought that Chazal should not, don't want us to do that, teaches us the Mishnah that it may be done. Just like there were mishkus formed like shayfers, they look like shayfers, wide on top and narrow on the bottom to avoid anybody misappropriating anything. Medina, so too there were shayfers all over where the machzis shekel should be put in. Machlokes Rishonim, what Medina here means here. Some say Medina means Yerushalayim. Others explain, and it makes more sense, the Medina means all over, everywhere. Actually, in Yerushalayim, there were no shofars, because in Yerushalayim, you could bring the machzis shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. Outside of Yerushalayim, where not everybody was able to arrive to the Beis HaMikdash, they had pushkas, and those pushkas, they took the money and transported it to Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah, B'nei Yer Sheshochel Shel Kleim, people from a city sent to Shkolim with messengers. And they got stolen or lost. Im nitrum atruma, as we learned at the beginning of Masechta, on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they took, since they had to start using the new shkolim, shkolim were taken out of the room where the shkolim were kept, and as we learned, and we'll learn in the shiur soon, the shkolim that were taken out were not only representing people who were ready contributed to shkolim, but they also had in mind the people whose shkolim were on the way. So therefore, im nitrumu tshumua, if they already took out shkolim from that room before the theft or loss happened, in other words, it's after Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so the one that's going to absorb the loss for this geneva or aveda is the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the messengers Nishbon and Gizbon have to swear to the to the Beis HaMikdash administrators that they did not do anything wrong. Memlav, but if the Truma has not yet been taken, it's before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so the one that's absorbing the loss are the people of the city, Nishbon Lebnei Ir, you swear to the people of the city, Lebnei Ir, Shaklan Tachtayim, the people from the city have to give new shkolim. If afterwards the original shkolim were found or the thieves return it, they're both considered shkolim, then it doesn't help for next year. Next year these people will have to give shkolim again. Tveres Yisrael asks, why is the halacha that both sets are considered shkolim? Shouldn't we say that the second set of shkolim was a hegdish betos? They were designated shkolim by mistake, and a hegdish betos loy shmei hegdish. So Tveres Yisrael answers that since the halacha, as we learned in the mission now, required them to designate new shkolim, anything that was done because the halacha required you to do that cannot be considered a hegdish betos. The Rishonim also point out that why is the halacha that they have to give new shkolim next year? Why can't we say that one of the shkolim should be the shkolim for next year? So the Mefarsh, the Rishonim explain that every year there's a separate mitzvah to give a machzis shekel. And since every year there's a separate mitzvah to give a separate machzis shekel, even though last year I gave two, that doesn't take care of my obligation for this year. And therefore, though last year I gave two sets of shekelim, again, shekelim would have to be given next year. Ask the Gemara, if our goal is to make it easier to transport the shekelim to Yerushalayim, so why not v'yasar samagolius? Why don't we take them into pearls, which are even easier to transport? Answers the Gemara, Shem Tarz Magalis, we're concerned that the price of pearls may drop, the Nimtza Hegdish Mafsid, and the Hegdish will take a loss. Gehida Tanin Tamon, as we learned in Masechta Pechairis, the Kulan Nifna Bekesev, Beshava Kesev, things can be redeemed with money or something that's equal to money, Chutz Mishkolim, Shkolim cannot. Ask the Gemara, Vein Pardim Mekolim, why can't we be redeem shkolim for utensils? We're concerned that the kelim will go down in value and the hegdish will suffer a loss. Af hochanami, we're concerned shema toizla megolius v'nimtza hegdish mafsa. And like Ramosha explains in the Igros Moshe, certainly the chiv to give a machzis a shekel, you have to give a coin. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah any other way. The Gemara's question is that perhaps the pedia, the redemption, should be done without needing machzis a shekel, and the Gemara says we have to be concerned as we just learned. Says the Gemara, Masnisa Metaklin Chadatin. Our Mishnah is talking about the shkolim that has to be given for this year. Ava Metaklin Kedikin. The halacha is that if somebody did not give the machzis a shekel by Sukkos, and certainly if he didn't give the machzis a shekel this year, he still has to give the machzis a shekel. But that machzis a shekel will not fall into the room or into the pushka of the this year's shkolim, taklin charetin. It will fall into the room of the taklin atikin. Says our Gemara that the chiv of this one pshat, I will say another pshat, the chiv of setting up pushkas all around is only for the taklan charetin. Av taklan atikin lebedah, they did not set up these pushkas for the taklan atikin. But tani kain atikin v'migdash, they only had the pushka for taklan atikin in the migdash, v'lo atikin v'medina, not anywhere else. Others say that the Gemara is referring that taklan charetin cannot be transferred onto pearls, but taklan atikin may. Masnisa, says the Gemara, is talking about a Shai Mechinim, because we learned the parash in Mishpatim and in Masecht Bab Metzia that a Shai Mechinim is only chayiv for pshir, for negligence, but for gneiv of aved, if something was stolen or lost, a Shai Mechinim is not chayiv. Aba Shai Mesachar, regarding Shai Mesachar Lebeda, that's not this law, because the halacha would be that if the messenger carrying the shkolim was a Shai Mesachar, he's responsible if it got stolen or lost. Omer of Abba, a field time of Shem Socha. We could say our Mishnah is talking about a Shem Socha. Nignavu, when it speaks about Geneva, it's talking about a list of Mizuyin, an arm abandoned. Ovdu is Shetavis Finos B'yam, the ship sank, which are considered Oinsim, and a Shem Socha is part of from Oinsim. And in fact, the Rambam says, now that we have this piece of Gemara, not only can our Mishnah be discussing a Shem Socha, he says our Mishnah can't be discussing a Shem Mechinim, because he says if the people of the town went and instead of hiring someone, if you hire someone you get a quality person, instead of hiring someone they took a Shem Mechinim, which is for free, and when you don't pay for something that's what it's worth. So not only is the halacha that not only will they not have the tour, they will be chayiv because they should have taken a better shomer. Omer Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Simon Asya, our Mishnah goes according to the man Omer. We explained this when we learned the Mishnah, that when they took the shkolim out of the base of Migdash, they had in mind even the people whose shkolim had not yet arrived, and therefore the shkolim that had not yet arrived in the base of Migdash are considered the owner owned by the Hegdish. Bram, however, according to Man the Omer ain't Tarmim ala Govri Velosu Lugvois, that until the Shkolim actually arrive in the Beis HaMikdash, they're not considered owned by the Hegdish. Lobada, our Mishnah cannot follow that, because even if the Shkolim were lost after the Trumas HaLishka were taken, it's not considered the Beis HaMikdash's loss. And our Mishnah said it is considered the Beis HaMikdash's loss. So the Mishnah said, B'nei Ir Sheshokhu Shekleim, that if the people of the city sent a Shkolim, it makes a difference when it was found. This is a halacha. The Gemara Masechta Shavuos says, Ein Nishbon LaHegdish. We don't swear to a Hegdish. So the question is, how can we say that the messengers have to swear regarding the Shkolim is Hegdish? Answers the Gemara, Am Reb Elazar, the Reb Shimon, Amish is going according to Reb Shimon, the Reb Shimon Amar, Kachim Shuchai B'chuyos, Kachim that somebody is responsible for, Kinechas of him, considered like his own property. So here, since the people of the town will have to replace those Shkolim, it's considered as if it's their property, it's not considered like Hegdish, and therefore they have to swear. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, the Rehakel he, our Mishnah doesn't have to be only according to Rabbi Shimon. Mishim Shvuah Takana. Chazal required a Shvuah that the Shlichim have to swear in order that the property of Hegdish not be treated lightly. Says the Gemara. Al Dat Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation, we could understand the Mishnah. Nishbarim and Nishbarim, we have to swear to the treasurer if they already took off the Trumas HaLishka. Mimlav, if not Nishbarim l'bnei Ir, they have to swear to the people of the city, or b'nei Ir shoykel machem, and the people of the city have to contribute new shkolim. Tach them in the place, mishum shvus takana. All of these shvus are midrabbanan. Ela Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar, who did not articulate this concept of Shvus Hatakana. Nishbon Livnair, the case that they swear to the people of the city, Hadoi the Rav Shimon, that's according to Rav Shimon, since the people of the city are responsible to replace the Shkolim, even though the Shkolim are Hegdish, we have to swear to them. But we have to understand, according to Rav Lez's explanation of the Mishnah, Nishbon Livnair, that there's a situation where we have to swear to the treasurers. Gizborim, I have to tell you, why do we swear to Gizborim? Gizborim are Hegdish. They're not responsible to replace those shkolim. And we just said that ain't nishbon lahegdish. Answers the Gemara, the Rebbe Elazar will explain that what the Mishnah means, nishbon l'bnei Yair, in a situation when we have to swear to the people of the city, that means that the shkolim were stolen or lost before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, teaches us the Mishnah that when we swear to the people of the city, b'mamon ha'gizborim, the administrators of the Beis HaMikdash should be there. Why do we need them there? So we shouldn't suspect the messengers of stealing the coins, or we shouldn't say that the messengers were negligent. But yes, according to this explanation, there is no reason to swear to the Gizborim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we have to swear to Hegdish under all circumstances. Shvuos HaTakana. Ask the Gemara, what will be if the people of the city say that instead of making the Shvuah, instead of making the messengers make the Shvuah, what we'll do is we'll just give new Shkolim to avoid the Shvuah. We don't want to make the messengers who are honest, innocent people swear. Says the Gemara, Afapisha Kiblu Bneir Lishalim. Even though the people of the city agreed to pay in order to avoid making the Shomrim make a Shvuah, the halacha is Ein HaHegdish Yotzei B'lo Shvuah. A Shvuah has to be made. Chazal required the Shvuah Satakana, and it cannot be avoided. Hifra Shekel V'Ovid. Somebody, says the Gemara, if somebody separated a shekel and it got lost, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he's responsible for it until actually gives it to the treasurer. And if it's lost, he has to replace it. This shekel is a shekel wherever it is, and I'm not responsible to replace it. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah seems to argue in Shlokish, because our Mishnah said that if the shekel was lost by the messengers, if it was before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Nishbar l'bnei ir, the messengers have to swear to the people of the city that they weren't negligent, or b'nei ir shekel tachtayim, and they have to replace it. Answers the Gemara, loy oid hi mishum shvus takana. Perhaps the Mishnah really agrees that they don't have to be replaced. It's only because, as we learned before, that we shouldn't treat the shkolim lightly, and that's why they had to swear, as Rabbi Yochanan taught us. Similarly, the halacha is that if the shkolim were lost before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they have to be replaced. But not because midoraisa he has to replace it. Midoraisa, once he separated the shkolim, it's enough. Ask the Mefarshim, ask the Takel Charitin. Since, at the end of the day, Rish Lakish now is agreeing that he has to give a new shekel, so what's the machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says if the shekel is lost, you have to replace it, and Rish Lakish says if the shekel is lost, you have to replace it. So Takel Charitin answers, the difference is in what type of a shvua has to be taken. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that midaraisa you have to replace the shekel, so the shvua is a shvua midaraisa. According to Rish Lakish, that the entire reason that you have to replace it is only midrabanan, the shvua is only a shvua midrabanan. Ramosha, based on what we learned earlier, says actually both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish will agree that from the moment the person separated the shekel, even though the shekel has not arrived in the base of Mikdash, the person has been mekayim the mitzvah of machzis shekel. The reason Rabbi Yochanan says that he's chayiv bachrayis if he didn't get to the Hagdish is because there's a separate mitzvah besides the mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan says that somebody has to give machzis shekel or separate machzis shekel. He has an obligation to make sure that that machzis hashekel arrives to the Beis HaMikdash. And Rish Lakish says, there is no such a mitzvah. And as soon as he gives the machzis hashekel, he accomplished what he's supposed to accomplish. Says the Gemara, Tani, we learned in the Braisa. HaRishonim, we learned Mishnah in the Braisa, HaRishonim, Noiflon, Takel, Charitin. The first set of Shkolim goes to the New Year's Taklin, Vishnim Neufel and Taklin Atikim goes to the Pushka, which was used for the Taklin Atikim. The question is, Elohen Rishonim Ve'el Rishnim, which is considered the first and which is considered the second? Pinchas Be'er Abchia Ve'er Abba Mari, Charama Elu Shisholchim Ne'er Tchila, the first Shkolim are considered the first, Ve'chronam, and the other one said, Elu Shigil Le'er Zbarim Tchila, the ones that get to the treasurer first are considered the first set. Machlaikas. Says the Mishnah, somebody gives a shekel to his friend that he should give it on his behalf. And instead of giving it for himself, he gave it for himself. In Nitma Truma, if this happened after the Truma has been taken, after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he's guilty of Mila. That's the halacha, that if somebody uses somebody, the Hegdish's property for his own use, he's chayiv mila. Here, that this is considered already the Hegdish's, because it was after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's considered that he was mile. Another case. Hashoykel shiklim and a Hegdish. If somebody had at home a coin, which he made Hegdish, he designated it as Hegdish, and then he went and gave that coin as the machzis shekel. V'nitma truma, if this was after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the truma was taken, the karva behema, and the animal was already offered, mol, it's considered mila. There's machloikis. Most mefarshim explain that we seemingly have an interesting difference between the first case of the Mishnah and the second case of the Mishnah. In the first case of the Mishnah, it says, in nitma truma. Second case, it says, v'nitma truma, the karva behema. So most mefarshim say that even in the first case, the halacha will be karva behema. The Mishnah only mentions it once, but referring to both cases. There is one line of mefarshim that say that there is a difference between the first case and the second case. Another halacha. If somebody has at home money, which is maitre sheni money, or shmita money, and he went and used that money as the machzis shekel, maitre sheni of mei shvius, Yoichel Kenegdom, he has to eat to the corresponding value. We'll explain that in the Gemara. So we learned in the Mishnah, Hashoikel. Somebody contributed a shekel from Hegdish money. Im Nitchma Truma, he's Chayiv from Ila. Anantanin, so says the Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah, Im Karva Behema, that when the animal is brought from that truma, at that point it's considered that the person did mila. However, Tani Debei Rebbe in Nitrum Truma, as soon as the money is taken out from the room, it's considered they did mila. Says the Gemara, Man Tana in Nitrum Truma, who's the Tana that says the mila already occurs as soon as the money is taken out, even though carbon hasn't been bought? Says the Gemara of Shimon, it's going according to Shimon. Darim Shimon, Miyanoi Mekaba Ma'aisov, the Kahanim's reason. We're going to learn a Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel that the Beis HaMikdash would buy a lot of flour, a lot of oil, a lot of different commodities every year. The Mishnah teaches us that the people who they bought, the vendors who they bought these commodities from, were not be considered that they sold it, that it's out of their rishus, until they actually brought the kabbonis. So therefore, according to Rav Manda Omer, just because they took the truma, and even if they gave it to the vendor, it doesn't, it's not that there was yet a me'ila, that that money was used for a different purpose, because until it's turned into a carbon, it's not considered me'ila. Rav Shim disagrees. If Shimon holds, Miyanoi Mekaba Mayosov, Kanam's reasoning. The money right away is considered the money owned by the vendors. The commodities are owned by Hegdish. We're not worried, like the Tanakhama is worried, says Rav Shimon, that if there may be a lapse between when Hegdish gets those commodities until they're actually offered and they could spoil. Kahanim's reasoning, Kahanim makes sure to do everything quickly, and we're not worried about spoilage. So therefore, as soon as that money, which it was a shekel, which is Hegdish, is used to pay the vendor, so that means Hegdish money was used for a different purpose, there was Mila, even though the carbon wasn't brought according to Shimon. The Kasha. We have a Kasha. Ilu Agonav Alasa Shel Chaveri. If somebody stole a carbon oila that his friend designated, the shachter stam, and then he shachted it, stam aloila sham baal rishon mechaperis, wouldn't it work for the first owners? Because the kohen who brings that carbon has in mind that the real true owners should have a kapara. So too in our Mishnah, even though when the messenger gave the shekel, he said he's giving it on his own behalf, not on behalf of the true owner, the person who sent it, it shouldn't make a difference. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yudin. So Rav Yudin explained, Tifta v'masuyin, where you have to explain that our Mishnah is talking about an identifiable shekel. For example, Meshabes Rabban Gamliel, in the Hasara Gamliel, Shemiskavin, they used to make sure, V'doich v'tech kupa. He wanted to make sure that his coin was actually used to buy Kabbana Sibur. Because like we learned, a lot of coins were brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and not necessarily were all those coins actually used to buy Kabbana Sibur. A lot of them turned into Taklan Atikin. Rav Gamliel wanted to make sure that his coin was used. So what he did was, he waited when they took the Trumas Alishka, and then would throw a coin, and that coin, he made sure, was now used to buy Kabbana Sibur. Actually, as we will learn in the Gemara, there is no need to do that. Because as long as the coins are delivered in the right time, even if my actual coin that I gave is not used, I still have a share, of course, in all the Kabbana Sibur. But they wanted that the coins that they gave should actually be used to buy the Kabbana Sibur. So since that coin is identifiable, and now if the person who's taking the Trumas Alishka thinks that that coin is being used for the messenger, not for the person that sent it, we have a situation of Me'ila. Ask the Gemara, maybe that coin that the messenger gave will never be actually used to buy Kabbana Sibur. They will be used to fall into the Shirayim. That the halacha is that all coins that are not used are called Shiyori Halishka, and they were used for different projects, maintenance, etc., and therefore there should be no Mila. V'chi yesh Mila b'shrayim? Is there any Mila in Shrayim? The halacha is that there is no Mila b'shrayim. Ela Kremeya. If we're going to say that in all cases in our Mishnah there is Mila, it must be that our Mishnah is going contra Meya. The Remeya Oimer Ma'ala b'shrayim, that even in Bet Shrayim there is Mila. Answers the Gemara, we don't have to say it. Since we just explained that our Mishnah is talking that the coin is identifiable, as we explained, he made sure that his coin was identifiable. So since we know for sure that the coin was used by animals, it wasn't used for the Shiyorei Shrayim, it didn't become Shiyorei Halishka, therefore there is no way that we don't have to say that the Mishnah is going contra Meya, that there's Mila b'Shrayim. We know that the coin was actually used. Ask the Gemara, Ma Nena, to be over the Avera Mi'ila, you have to have Hano. Here he didn't have any Hano. He didn't have any personal benefit by his coin that he designated for Kegdish being used for the Machzah Shekel for the Kabbana Sibur. Amrav Avim Shem Rabbanon the Taman, they said in the name of Rabbanon from Bavel, he does have Hano. The king of Shebezden Ruin Lamashkin V'loy Mishkin. As we learned in the previous Perek, that the halacha is that if somebody doesn't give the Machzah Shekel in the right time, we take from him collateral, he now will not have that problem. Therefore, it's considered that he did have Hano. And the Mefarshim point out from here that even though the halacha normally is mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, and here he accomplished only a mitzvah, if there is another benefit which is not just a mitzvah benefit, we don't say mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. So the Mishnah said ma'aseh sheni, if somebody paid the shekel with ma'aseh sheni or with shemitah, we have to transport it. Why can't that money be used for the Machzah Shekel? The Ksiv, Ach Bechor Asher Yivukal Hashem Behema Lo Yagdash Oysoi. Kol Shu Kadosh, anything which is already Kadosh, it's Ma'aseh Sheni, and Kedusha Chalalov cannot have another Kedusha, the Kedusha Machzah Shekel on it. Ketzer Oysoi, so what should he do if accidentally he used a Ma'aseh Sheni coin or a Shvius coin for the Machzah Shekel? Tells us the Gemara, maybe seller shel chulin, he brings a seller that's not hegdish v'omer. Mas ma'aseh sheni b'chamakim she'ein yimcholalim ha'seller zeh, the ma'aseh sheni value should be transferred onto this seller. V'aseh seller nitvus l'shem ma'aseh sheni, so now this chulin coin gets the status of ma'aseh sheni. V'shar, and the original coin nasa shkolim gets the status of the ma'aseh shekel, and the same din applies if it was a shmita coin that was used.